and I'm interested in going out there and staking my place in the world, and I want to get some power in my life. Which way are you going to move them if they mention the word power? You wouldn't move them back to values level 3. You'd move them upward to values level 5 because they were in 4, right? Same thing if somebody comes in and they say, hey, I've been in this New Age movement forever, and I haven't eaten a steak in years, and my Birkenstocks are worn out, and I want a house on the beach. You wouldn't move them backwards to 5, because yeah, so you'd move them upward to 7. So, if the or maybe 9 or 10. So, yeah. Right. 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 Well, it is. Yeah. If the active meme is beige is values level 1. The thinking will be instinctive or automatic. If it's purple, which is values level 2, then they're going to be more animistic and tribal. If it's red or values level 3, they're going to be more egocentric and cunning. Values level 3 can oftentimes be very cunning and very intelligent. Yeah, and aggressive. The fundamental would be in here as well, absolutistic and linear. So the values level 4 is going to be absolutes, black or white, good or bad, right or wrong. They're very linear in their type of thinking. Values level 5 is going to be multiplistic and calculating. How can I win? How can I manipulate people and events to win? Values level 6 is going to be green, which is going to be sociocentric and affiliative. They're going to want to get in groups. Values level 7, or yellow, is going to be systemic and existential. They'll probably study a lot. They'll be into study. They'll be into learning about the world, learning and finding their own truth. Values level 8, or turquoise, is going to be holistic and experiential. Thinking of the planet. What can we do for the planet? They're going to be more active than 6, although values level 8 is also a sacrificial system. They may not be that active in values level 8. They may be interested in the world, they may be interested in the planet, but they may not take a lot of action, even though they're values level 8. Whereas values level 9 would take more action.
Now, Chris, would that go along with you? Remember when you said that saving the people in Bangladesh or whatever was not your dharma?
Well, no, I remember that I said that part of it was not my dharma, but part of my dharma is, like, I think we all have our own purpose, and I think that comes from listening to our heart, and it would be value systems. On the contrary, I may have said that in one, because I remember having that conversation with you. But on the contrary, like, part of my goal in life is to, one of the biggest goals I have and one of the biggest ambitions is to go out and do negotiations for world peace. And yeah, playing a game at a level of involvement in some of those things. It won't be involvement in everything, because I couldn't involve myself in every cause. But it's like, okay, there's certain causes that I'm interested in being involved in. The biggest ambition that I have, the major goal in my timeline that I've put out there, is standing at the UN receiving some sort of an award for having made a major difference in terms of negotiating between countries or something.
Well, it all starts with, I mean, if you're going to try to move an analyze, every teaspoon counts, because it shifts global consciousness to some level. It's like the 100th monkey.
Right.
You know, if we continually shift.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, what role are you going to play? And I think we listen to our heart, and that tells us what role we're going to play. And for me, I'm into playing that role. It's just like, okay, what specific role am I going to play? Am I going to be Mother Teresa out there tending for them on a one-on-one basis, or am I going to be playing this other role? And I think we all have our roles to play, which is part of what thrills me to teach this stuff. Because, I mean, when you have, like, last week we had a woman in our practitioner training who was a teacher. And she said, you know what? She said, I taught a group of 50 students this thing, and she said, in the educational system. So I think she's a kindergarten teacher. And she said it made such a difference. And they said that they were reading this stuff and doing it and playing at this level. And I was just listening to her talk thinking, wow, that's so cool. It's so cool to hear people taking it and doing whatever they do with it. So I know that there's people that we're going to teach this information to that are going to go do, you know, save the people in Bangladesh. Would I say that I wouldn't play a role in that? I don't know about that. I mean, they're feeding the hungry at some level, I could see myself doing as well. Just because, and I know it's part, I see that as being part of my call. How I'll play that role has yet to pan out for me. I don't know. But I'm not, on the other hand, if we talked about saving the animals in, you know, it's a cause, it's a great cause, and I respect the people that do it, and I want to give them the tools to do it, and that's probably not the path that I'm going to go. Wendy loves animals, and might be a path that she might go.
Well, the way you brought it up, was you brought it up in our practitioner.
Right. Oh, what's in my world? What do I choose to bring in? Yeah. Well, I said, I guess my point is it doesn't make much sense to bring into our world those things that we're not going to take care of and feel bad about them. Yeah. It's like because we've got limited focus. So, and there's people that bring a bunch of stuff into their world and feel bad about everything and feel sorry for these people here and feel bad about this and feel bad about that. We got 7 ±2. Yeah, what are we going to do with it? With the flashlight of our focus, if we're going to bring it in, we might as well go do something about it. Otherwise, don't bring it in. It's like, geez. And by the way, that's more of an active value system too, because it's like, you know, some of the value systems are going to be lesser active, and yeah.
Uh-huh.
The gangs would be a little bit more 3 as well, yeah. Uh-huh. And you give them a 7-Eleven. Give them a store. Turn them into an entrepreneur. Yeah. Right. Well, you can't pop them back in because according to Graves, you can't pop him back in to where he was because behavior is geared for adaptation. And that's part of the values theory. If you take that same person and you help them to evolve their values, and like let's say you take somebody from the inner city and you transform him and you turn him into a values level 8 that's caring about the planet and you throw him back into the inner city, back in the same old gangs, you probably get him killed.
Yep.
Yeah. So in the inner city, it makes sense to be a values level 3 because behavior is geared for adaptation. Remember, the thinking systems are geared toward adapting to the environment and the conditions around them. So,
so that means
if he starts going to hug the other members of the gang, he might get, you know.